the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Time for the last word on travel. Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie is with us. And just before we talk about Chicago, Donald Trump's big beautiful bill, as he likes to call it, was signed into law over the weekend. And what's this about something being buried within it, which means that the cost of purchasing your ESTA for a visit to the United States is increasing significantly?
Yeah, hi Matt. It's kind of just really the news just broke at the weekend. The US Congress have actually approved the package, but Donald Trump still has to sign off on this particular part.
Oh, he signed the whole thing, should say, right? I think it's in place.
Oh, right. Well, I think, well, maybe it just, the ESTA hasn't actually moved yet, but at the moment you pay $21 for your ESTA, but it is increased to $40. So I think for anybody who's due to travel, even if you're going for October, midterm, Christmas, anytime in the next, it's worth getting your ESTA now, particularly if it's a family. It's a massive increase, nearly like 100%. So if you've got a family of four going, it's now $160 as opposed to $84. So definitely, I would say for anybody going, your ESTA is valid for 2 years anyway, so you might as well get it now.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Chicago. You're just back, I believe, and the place is full of Irish at present, is it?
Well, all the talk about the J1 students not going, every single bar we went into, I met an Irish guy. People who knew my kids, every single event we went to, there was Irish kids there. It was actually lovely to see them all having such a great time. Apparently, there's about 5,000 of them in Chicago at the moment. And it was funny. It was just when I was leaving, when we were departing, there was two Aer Lingus flights, two daily flights with Aer Lingus. There was an American Airlines flight, a United Airlines flight. United also fly from Shannon. And United have announced that they've now increased capacity. So Chicago seems to be like the place to go from what I'm told.
Okay, it's a great city to visit. I was lucky enough to be there in March around the time of St. Patrick's Day. What did you do when you were there that you most enjoyed? Because I would actually argue that you have to start, if possible, by going on what they call the architectural cruise. But it's just a brilliant way of seeing Chicago, sitting on a lovely boat up and down the river.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. That's the first thing we did when we arrived. It's a lovely thing to do as well when you've just got off a flight. You know, it's kind of a relaxing activity. You get a great kind of feel for the city as you go through along the river. And regardless of whether you're an architecture fan or not, it really is quite interesting, isn't it? Seeing some of the buildings there, some of the kind of the fun facts you learn about them. And what I wasn't aware of was it basically the whole city was marked by the Great Chicago Fire back in 1871, where most of the city was destroyed, and it just fueled this big construction boom. It was the first skyscraper was in Chicago, and you've got all these fabulous different kind of architectural styles in the city, and that's why they do these architecture cruises. So yeah, it's really, really interesting, just and just a really nice way to see the city
and find out a lot about the Great Chicago Fire of 1871 and why they rebuilt and the rest of it. So what other things did you do that you really enjoy to seeing there?
Well, I really liked it along the river there. I know we were there in gorgeous weather, peak summer time, and I just felt it was a really lovely summer city, a really great place to go, like just walking along the river. The river walk is this 2 kilometre promenade walk, and you've got everybody's just sitting out in these public spaces. It kind of brought me back to think to what we could do with our boardwalk here if we put more effort into it. Like there are people kayaking along the river, you get all the boat trips. And there's lots of kind of patios to sit out and eat if you want to pick up your own, coffee or whatever. Or there's bars, restaurants that you can dine and just take in the views. I really, really, people jogging past you. It just felt like the real heart of the city. And I think between the cruise and that river walk, it's a really, really lovely place to get started if you go to Chicago.
You have to pick the right time of year to do that, though, because it is brutally cold in the winter. You wouldn't be doing that in the winter.
No, I did. I actually said that, and I wrote my piece. I said I definitely kind of felt it's just the perfect summer city. But obviously, a lot of the things that we really enjoy doing, even the beaches and the lakefront trail and all these kind of things, would obviously not be typical winter places that you would go during the winter. Like, there's actually 24 beaches in Chicago. I was blown away by that. I wasn't expecting that at all, and I wasn't expecting how fabulous they were. Like big sandy beaches, 28 miles of lakefront along Lake Michigan. It's a real outdoorsy place, but as you said, in the summer.
Okay, what other things did you do?
Well, the Bean, I suppose, is the iconic sculpture that everybody are probably would be familiar with in Millennium Park. That's a kind of a must visit. It's actually officially called titled Cloud Gate, which I didn't know, but apparently the architect who designed it never reveals the name of his works, and people just thought it looked like a bean and the nickname stuck. But what another thing about Millennium Park that I loved, again, I assume this is just a summer activities, but the Bean is in Millennium Park, right in the centre of Chicago. And the amount of free activities available, like the summer concerts all the time. Like on a Saturday morning, there's like yoga at 8, followed by Pilates, followed by kickboxing, followed by Zumba, right out on the lawn. Free activities, there's free movies in the evening times. There's just so much going on. And I just thought it was just, it's fabulous for tourists looking for things to do, who obviously who are conscious of the expense of the States at the moment. I thought it was just, there's so many really, really great free attractions there.
One thing I loved was the Art Institute of Chicago. Did you get a chance to visit that?
We did. Now, I was only there for a couple of days, so it was a quick visit, but you probably saw a lot more than me. But again, something I was kind of amazed just to see, like Monet's lilies and all the Van Gogh and all the paintings that you'd be familiar with. I didn't realise it was one of the best art museums in the world. Well, in the States anyway, but also I didn't realise how good it was until we were there. And that's included in the City Pass too. I don't know, did you get the City Pass? But
no, we didn't. But I just say, in relation to the Art Institute of Chicago, I mean, some of the highlights for me, they have Grant Wood's American Gothic, which is brilliant painting, which I think has become very famous. And they only have the one Hopper, Edward Hopper, but they actually have Nighthawks, which is probably his most famous painting. And that's the one that they have. And it's an absolutely wonderful museum. The City Pass, we were only there for a few days and we had a few things we had to do on the last trip. So just tell us about the value you reckon you can get out of the City Pass.
It's really good. It's $127 and you get up to 5 attractions with that. It's 49% off if you were to add them up separately. So we went on the architecture cruise with it. They went into the Art Institute, and you don't even have to book the Art Institute. You can literally walk in, show your City Pass and just go as you like. And with the architecture cruise, I booked it, but actually our flight was delayed and we had to change it. So I just went on the app, changed the time to later on. And it's really definitely 100% recommend people get that for $127. We also did the 360 Sky Deck, which is one of the observation towers, and that was included in it as well. There's 8 different attractions to choose from for $127. So definitely well worth getting.
I'm just after checking, there was a thing that I was at, and the first time I was in Chicago was 1992, and ended up at a thing called Taste of Chicago in Grant Park, which is probably one of the first where you have all the various food stalls and the rest of it. But it was also concerts played there. I saw Squeeze and the Neville Brothers and various others, all for free. And I see this year was June when I was there previously, June or July, but it's September 5th to 7th this year, if people are thinking of over at that time of year. A listener says the Tribune Building across from the Wrigley Building has pieces of famous buildings from all over the world, apparently Great Wall of China included. There was quite a few. Amazing City, Boat Trip, Planetarium, The Bean, lots of shows and shopping. Can't wait to return to Millennium Park is fab, says another listener. What else would you recommend? Did you get to a game of any kind?
We went to Wrigley Stadium, all right, but it was a work kind of exhibition. I didn't actually see a game, but I have to say the stadium is so cool. It's in just a real neighbourhood stadium, which I wasn't expecting because it's for such a well-known stadium. So, and from what I've heard, like CNN said, I voted it one of the 15 happiest places in the world. Apparently the atmosphere there is incredible. So I think if you were going to go, Chicago is renowned for having incredible sports fans anyway, but I think if you were going going to take in a game, the Chicago Cubs baseball at Wrigley Field would be the one to do.
Well, of course, there's going to be loads of Irish people going later in the year because Ireland are playing rugby against the All Blacks there at the end of October, start of November in Soldier Field, where they beat the All Blacks in 2016. I think already the flights are already fully booked out. There's going to be loads of Irish people going to Chicago for that.
Yeah, that's right. And that, like, there's, I suppose when I look at a lot of the activities that we did, a lot of them, like, you can see that how popular they would be, you know, with people visiting for the rugby. Like, we did another tour that I think is probably one of the best tours I've done in any city. And again, I suppose I'm highlighting it because of the value. It's called the Bikes, Bites and Brews Tour. So for any of those rugby lads listening in, it's $79. It's 4.5 hours. You get your bikes, you stop in 4 different pubs and food stops, craft beers. You get the Chicago deep dish pizza in Malatli's Pizzeria, which is the place to have the deep dish pizza. It was unbelievable, like, it was gorgeous. We also stop in a hot dog place. Apparently there's more hot dog vendors in Chicago than McDonald's, Burger King and Wendy's combined. I never knew such a thing. It's also the home of the brownie. So this tour brings you to all of these iconic spots, like the best places to go with a guide. You cycle through all the neighbourhoods you may not have normally seen. You up along the lakefront trail over 4.5 hours, and it's $79. It's just a fantastic way to see the city and to see places that you wouldn't probably have got to otherwise without being on a bike. So I would say definitely a top one to go for.
Listener says, go to the bar below the 360 Chicago. You get free into the bar and you get the same views. You do have to buy a drink, I'd imagine. Thank you very much, Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.